This tape is brought to you by the local Bible Call program.
This is program number LW1140.
Why in the world do I need a home? That's what a young lady asked once to a real estate agent. And I guess if you look at a home the way she looks at one, she had a point. She said, "I was born in a hospital, educated in a college, courted in an automobile, and married in a church. I live out of restaurants and paper bags. I spend my mornings on the golf course, my afternoons at the bridge table, and my evenings at the movies. And when I die, the funeral will be at the funeral home, and I'm going to be buried in a graveyard. So, why do I need a home? All I need is a garage." Well, I guess if you look at it from her perspective, she did have a point. I guess that the way more and more of us are so busy these days, you know, working and playing and running around, our houses are becoming more like gasoline stations. You know, the ones that are self-serve. That is, we run home to grab a bite, to quickly change our clothes, or to get a few hours of sleep, and then we're off again. But as far as, well, as getting to know our family, as far as learning to reach out to each other, we don't have time. Or maybe I should say, we don't take time. We can hardly even know each other at home. I understand that a famous and busy member of the English House of Lords a long time ago is said to have met his small son playing in Hyde Park there in England. And he said to his own son, "Child, I've seen you somewhere before, haven't I?" "Yeah, if you'd go home a little more, fella, you'd see him quite a bit." Well, you know, that was the problem with the famous Thomas Carlyle. His wife lay on her bed dying of a slow developing cancer, according to history. Thomas Carlyle didn't take time to come home much. He'd spend hours writing in his office. On the day of her funeral, Carlyle returned to her room and discovered her diary. And sitting by her bed, he opened it and began to read. It said things like, "He came to see me today, and it was wonderful." Then across the page he read, "I thought I heard his footsteps in the hall today, and that he was coming to see me. I love him so." Well, at that moment, Carlyle threw the diary down and rushed to her grave in the rain. His friends found him crying, face down, in the mud. The saddest words in English literature were written by Carlyle after that. They go this way. "Oh, that I had you once more by my side, that I might tell you all." In his own diary, he wrote, "Oh, if I could see her once more to let her know that I always loved her." Then he said, "She never did know it." You know, I'm convinced that we need to take more time. Time for each other. They say it really happened. A well-dressed couple came into the toy shop one day with their two children. "We want to buy some toys that will keep our children occupied and happy," the mother told the clerk. "My husband and I both work and the children are alone a great deal." Well, the sales girl showed them a variety of games and toys, but the parents just couldn't seem to select anything. Finally, the mother said, "It seems to me that if you knew what we were really looking for, you could find it somewhere in all these toys." The sales girl, though, apparently saw something they didn't. She said, "You know, I think what you're really looking for and what your children really want is a mother and a father. And we don't sell those here." Hey, Mom, Dad, toys were never designed to replace you. Take time. Reach out to your family.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.